Good morning, it's Thursday, August 4th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other important things going on in our community. Today, while COVID-19 may not be spreading as rapidly as it once was, it's forced local health officials to develop new mitigation plans for school districts to keep students and teachers safe. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lolly Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lolly from the Lolly Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lolly dealerships today or shop lollycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lolly deal. Nobody.
Next, some local history. Did you know that Cornelius Corny Smith Jr. was born at Fort Huachuca when his father was commanding the 5th Cavalry there? In addition to his valiant military service, he became an author, military historian, illustrator, and painter. He survived the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor and served as an officer in the United States Marines during World War II, retiring with the rank of colonel. After leaving the military in 1947, he held a number of important positions, including his employment as an architect for the Arabian American Oil Company and a museum curator for the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. After receiving his MA and PhD degrees in history at Claremont Graduate School, he spent the 1950s as chief of the Historical Division for the 15th Air Force Strategic Air Command. He began his writing career relatively late in life, at age 57, but was a prolific author of books on military history and the American frontier of the southwestern United States. Today's history is brought to you by Benson Hospital. The team at Benson Hospital is always working towards building a healthier community. For example, when the Benson Food Pantry needed a new home, they worked with them to find one, and their staff even helped them apply for grants to support the mission. You can learn more about everything they're doing for our community by following them on Facebook at facebook.com/Benson Hospital. Now our feature story. While COVID-19 may not be spreading as rapidly as it once was, it's forced local health officials to develop new mitigation plans for school districts to keep students and teachers safe. And earlier this week, Sierra Vista Unified School District Superintendent Dr. Eric Holmes told the district's governing board that COVID is making a rebound.
And right now, we are catching it a little bit with COVID. It's making a rebound. We all wish it would go away. We all pray that it goes away because we're sick of it. But it's hitting us. We already have about 6 or 7 teachers out beginning of the year because of COVID. And I'm sure that as of tomorrow, we will see some students who will be coming back to us who probably are going to be bringing a bug with them. So we're gonna see some effect of that, but the mitigation plan is, again, we're not requiring students to be masked, but we are encouraging students or parents to get their kids vaccinated. We're going to maximize social distance to the extent possible. We're going to continue cleaning. That will not change. We will still have hand sanitizer. We will still have all those things that we had before to make sure our buildings are safe. We're encouraging hand hygiene. We'll continue to do that because it's a good thing to wash your hands all the time, no matter whether it's COVID or not. And we're changing the format for those students who are sent home sick to make sure the policy matches the words. And so that will be one day, whether or not they leave, no matter what time they leave during the day, it's a one day a period at home instead of 2. So we reduce that in order to alleviate some of the pressure on our parents.
Holmes says, quote, "We all wish it would go away. We all pray that it will. But since wishing and praying won't push the disease out of our lives," Holmes rolled out the district's new mitigation plan. He based his recommendation on the Arizona Department of Education in conjunction with ADHS. The mitigation plan has changed dramatically from last year. The biggest change centers around students who are sent home sick. They'll now have to stay out of school one full day instead of 48 hours as it was last year. But things like continual cleaning and disinfecting of surfaces to reduce the risk of infection will remain district-wide.
As you know, each year the administration presents the administration plan to the board at a board meeting, so you are aware of what we're doing. The mitigation plan has changed drastically over the last year based on the circumstances, some of the things that we don't need to do anymore, some of the things that we continue to do. Most importantly, it is posted on our website and everyone has access to it. And it's also something that we have to have in order to continue with our ESSER funding. So we want to make sure that we maintain the criteria for ESSER funding by having a comprehensive mitigation plan. I'm not going to read all of this to you, but the bottom line is that we are basing the mitigation plan on the recommendations from the Arizona Department of Health and the Arizona Department of Education, along with CDC guidelines.
Here are some more details from the plan that Holmes presented. There will be in-person, full-day, all-week instruction at all sites. Masking is no longer required for students or staff, however, all non-vaccinated individuals are encouraged to wear a mask. Social distancing will be maximized to the extent possible. There will be rigorous cleaning and disinfection of all surfaces and rooms. Hand hygiene will be encouraged, and anyone sent home sick will have to remain out of school for one full school day. The plan isn't necessarily set in stone. It may need to be modified as we move forward if the public health data changes. Holmes iterated that decisions will be based on the best available information and in coordination with the ADE and Arizona Department of Health Services and in accordance with state statutes, executive orders from the governor, and recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. To learn more about how schools are preparing for the year ahead, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living. Among older adults, falling is the leading cause of hip fractures and traumatic brain injuries, making falls a pressing health concern. At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, they have a free online assessment that can help you discover risk factors. By taking just a few minutes to fill out the evaluation, you might discover reasons you might not have previously considered. Being proactive is a great way to help yourself or a loved one stay safe. So visit fallriskassessment.com today to take a step towards safety. Again, that's fallriskassessment.com. You can also use the link in our show notes. Next, another load car fatality is under investigation in Cochise County, but this time the person who died was the passenger of the motorist suspected of transporting undocumented migrants through the area. The man killed in the wreck has been identified as 67-year-old Donald Childers of Tucson. Childers was riding with a woman in her 20s whom the Cochise County Sheriff's Office said was transporting two undocumented individuals in a Ford Expedition. Such motorists are called load car drivers by law enforcement because the migrants they are recruited to pick up and drive to Tucson or Phoenix are referred to as loads by the cartels. Cartels use social media to entice people to drive to Cochise County and other rural areas near the border and offer them $2,000 or more for every migrant they can transport. A hawk rescued by a wildlife organization also perished in the two-vehicle crash that occurred July 28th near Benson. The driver of the expedition is in, quote, long-term medical rehabilitation due to the extent of her injuries. Meanwhile, the two migrants suffered minor injuries and were taken into custody by the Border Patrol. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace, your helpful place. Let's talk outdoor grilling, broiling, smoking, and baking. At Ace, we offer Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber, Charbroil, and Uni. If you haven't Traegered your ribs, smoked a brisket on a Big Green Egg, broiled salmon on a Weber, grilled burgers on a Charbroil, or baked a pizza in 60 seconds on your Uni pizza oven, let's talk. Get the spices, rubs, sauces, fuels, and accessories to cook something new every day for weeks or even months to come. Shop Ace first since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. This Friday, stop by the Sierra Vista Public Library from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. for An Hour to Kill Mystery Book Club. Bring a bagged lunch, make friends, and join a lively discussion about popular mystery and crime titles. This month's selection is The Appeal by Janice Hallett. Also, we're excited to announce that the Herald Review media team has just launched a local e-commerce website specifically for Cochise County businesses to sell their products and services. Now you can shop 24/7 online at your favorite local businesses participating on loveshoplocalaz.com. Check it out. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Randy Morrison. Randy was born in the oil patches of Burke Burnett, Texas in 1941. His very earliest years were spent happily in the company of his mother, aunts, and grandfather. His father and uncles were off fighting in World War II. When the men returned from the war, the family moved to New Mexico, and Randy learned to bale hay, sort shelves at the general store, and muck out pig barns. He read every book in the Moriarty High School library and was a forward on the basketball team. He was also voted best legs by the female classmates. Randy entered McMurray College and enlisted in the Army after his sophomore year and sent him off to Korea. Released from service early to enter the University of New Mexico, Randy discovered he had interest and talent for archaeology. He was on a dig in Sapoway, New Mexico when he was smitten by an undergraduate who was a very competent digger. He married her later that year. They finished their degrees together and he got his master's degree at the University of Arizona. Randy worked as archaeologist with the New Mexico Highway Department, at the Bureau of Land Management, as a National Park Service archaeologist at Chaco Canyon, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. All the while, he continued reading, amassing information on the Southwest and much else, and gathering up friends who liked to chew the fat as much as he did. He devoted time and loving interest to the upbringing of his daughters. In the 1990s, Randy served on the Tempe Historical Museum Advisory Board and the Historic Preservation Commission. He was an active member of the Scottish American Honor Guard and was a Clan Morrison convener at the Phoenix Highland Games. In 1995, Randy retired from federal service to earn his PhD in public administration. Afterwards, he taught graduate courses in Japan, Korea, New Orleans, and Florida before taking a position as a contractor associated with the Training and Doctrine Command at Fort Huachuca, where he was a designated senior instructor. From 2013 on, Randy was completely retired and spent much time and energy in his workshop and garage, attending to a Triumph GT6. Randy leaves behind his wife, his daughters, his grandson, and his siblings and their families. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Randy's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. Join us again on Friday. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. For more information on any of the stories you heard about today, visit us at myheraldreview.com. Right now, you can become a member starting at just $1.99 per week. Want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager, Pascal, can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.